Yes, hello. Good afternoon. I am calling from Metro Research, and we're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and the schools in your area.
Sure.
Okay, just very quick, okay? How many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Two.
Okay, thank you. And what is your age?
46.
Okay, thank you. And how, and what grades are your children currently in?
Sixth and fifth.
Okay, sixth and fifth. Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes the schools where your children are enrolled this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial or Catholic school, a non-Catholic private or independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
Public.
Okay. Thank you. And you mentioned you had a child in fifth grade. The following questions will be about his, will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your fifth grade, where your fifth grade child is enrolled this year? I know you said a public school run by the school district. Okay. When it comes to the fifth, yeah, just the same ones I read before, a public charter school, a parochial Catholic school. So we'll go with the same answer you gave me earlier. When it comes to your fifth grade child's progress in reading, this school year, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned? Okay, when it comes to your fifth grade child's progress in reading this school year, would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, or not too concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Somewhat, okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, is your fifth grade child reading at the level expected for students in their age group? Yes, they are. No, they are not.
I'm not sure because I don't have a comparison to other students. I just know my children.
Okay. Okay, that's fine. Thank you. Okay. And you mentioned you are concerned about...
I think they're all behind, so I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe he's the same as everyone else then.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. You mentioned you were concerned about your fifth grade child's reading. What concerns you about your child's progress? Any you could share any way you'd like.
I worry that they rely on autocorrect and spell check too much. I don't think they do enough manual reading and writing.
Okay. Let me just get that down for you. Auto check.
Oh, phonics.
And
phonetics.
And not do enough reading.
And yes, phonetics. Phonics.
Exercise. Okay, phonetics.
Yeah.
Okay. Too much. Okay. Thank you. And has your fifth grade child pediatrician ever discussed with you how you can support your child's reading development at home? Yes, they have, or no, they have not?
Yes.
Yes? Okay. Okay, thank you. What kinds of activities or supports did your fifth grade child pediatrician recommend? Reciting nursery rhymes, reading with your child, oral story time, introducing vocabulary, talking with your child, singing songs, or repeating your child's songs and encouraging them to repeat yours?
All of the above.
All of the above? Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. All of the above. Okay, thank you. And what information do you use to understand your fifth grade child's progress in reading and writing? Parent-teacher conferences, grades report cards, English language arts MCAs, MCAS, information from my child's teacher, or literacy screeners such as iReady, Early Bird, Dispels, Dispel Star, or conversation with my child. All of the above.
Yes.
Okay. All of the above. Okay. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my fifth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Is that what was the question?
Okay, I'll read it again. Sorry about that. Do you agree or disagree with the following statement? I have received feedback about my fifth grade child's reading progress this year from their school. Strongly agree, or somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. Does your fifth grade child's school provide any of the following resources to children who need help with reading? A specific diagnosis to help you understand what your child's reading challenges are? Resources to use at home to help practice reading? Small group instruction? Access to an outside specialist? One-on-one instruction from a specialist. Hello, ma'am?
Oh, that was it? Oh, I was waiting for more. I haven't really gotten much from the school.
Not much from the school?
Right.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And we're almost done, okay, so don't worry. Have you ever looked for help outside of school to support your fifth grade child's reading progress? For example, hire a tutor, enrolled in extra reading classes outside of school, gotten outside assessment, etc.? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Like, when your fifth grade child is reading at home and they come across an unfamiliar word, which of the following best reflects their approach? They sound out the letters in the words and try to say them together to make a word. They try to guess the word based on context clues such as pictures or words in the sentence, or neither of these approaches?
If they sound it out.
Okay, thank you. How effective do you think your child's school has been so far at teaching your fifth grade child to read? Very effective, somewhat effective, not too effective, or not at all effective?
Not too effective.
Okay, thank you. Do you know what curriculum is used in your fifth grade child's school for reading or English language art classes? By curriculum, we mean the type of instructional materials, methods, and classes the school uses to teach a specific subject. Yes or no?
I think it's STEM. Is that what you want a yes or no answer?
Yes.
Yes. I think yes. I don't know.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thinking about the tools and methods teachers use in classrooms to help their kids learn how to read, how familiar are you with each of the following? Textbooks by Fontenot and Fennell?
No.
Very familiar, somewhat familiar, not too
familiar,
not at all. Okay.
Not familiar.
Whole language?
Not familiar.
Okay. Sight word lists or flashcards?
Yes. Familiar.
Okay. Okay. Guessing from context?
Yes.
Okay. Very familiar?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. Okay. Reading recovery?
Unfamiliar.
Unfamiliar. Okay, thank you. Three, queuing or queuing?
Unfamiliar.
Okay. Sound it out?
Familiar.
Okay. Phonics?
Familiar.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. And from what you know, what do you think research has shown is the best or most effective way to teach kids how to read? Cueing, guessing words from context and sentence structure, phonics, sounding out words, or a combination of both?
Probably a combination of both.
Okay. Thank you. Research is... No, that's fine. Thank you. Research has found that cueing, which is asking children to guess words from context and sentence structure, does not effectively support reading progress. However, cueing is still a strategy used by many Massachusetts schools. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned at all about
very concerned.
The use?
Very concerned.
Very concerned. Very concerned.
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And how much have you heard or read recently about students in Massachusetts scoring below grade levels on reading tests? A great deal? A fair amount? Just a little or nothing at all?
Nothing at all.
Okay. Thank you. As you may know, more than half of students in Massachusetts are not reading at expected levels by third grade. Knowing this, would you say you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned about students' overall reading levels in Massachusetts?
I'm very concerned.
Okay. To the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? And yes, they are, or no, they are not.
Say the beginning part again?
Yes. To the best of your knowledge, to the best of your knowledge, are schools in Massachusetts required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, that is, curriculum that has proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Yes, they are, or no, they are not?
That's a loaded question because anybody can show evidence-based. Okay. Are they required? I would say yes.
Okay. Thank you. And do you think schools should be required to use evidence-based reading curriculum, which means curriculum materials are proven to work in teaching students how to read or not? Definitely yes, probably yes, probably no, or definitely no?
Well, I question the evidence-based research because it's very biased, to be honest, in the school system. That's part of the problem, that the curriculum itself is biased. But, actually making them require is like saying, give us the facts, but the facts are like you present false facts, and that's bullshit. So I'm going to say no, they shouldn't be required.
But definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And what do you think should be the most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels? School administrations, schools, teachers, parents, state education officials, or school districts?
Who should do the most?
Yeah, I'll read it again. Who do you think should be most responsible for ensuring students are reading at expected levels. So then you have school administrations, schools, teachers, parents, state education officials, or school districts?
I would say all of the above, but is that an option? Can I select more than one?
You want to choose all of them?
Yeah.
That's fine. Okay. Okay,
yeah.
We'll go with that one. Does your fifth grade child? Does your fifth grade child have dyslexia?
No.
Okay. Does your fifth grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
IEP. Nope.
Okay. Thank you. Does your fifth grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
Okay, thank you. To the best of your knowledge, does your fifth grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
No.
Okay. And last two questions are just for statistical purposes only. What languages are spoken regularly at home? English?
English only.
English only. Okay. Thank you. And what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay.
Graduate.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, 25 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000, or more than 150,000.
1 to 150.
Okay. And finally, what is your 5-digit zip code?
02184.
02184? Okay. And sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents to conduct a brief follow-up interview, which would need a pass along your answers and your name and phone number to a reporter for this purpose. Your responses to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. Okay, thank you. And would you like to participate in future research, focus groups, or surveys about Massachusetts and your community? Participants who take part in the focus group will receive a $100 gift card, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. And is this the best way to contact you, Shannon? By first name, Shannon, last name, Cullinane, and the best phone number, 781-608-8977?
That's the one.
And then what would be the best email address?
S, like Shannon, then my last name, call name, 20@gmail.com.
Okay. Call name 20@gmail.com?
Yep.
So, like S, like your first name, last name, and then the number 20@gmail.com?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Okay. And then, Shannon, do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
I'm a text.
Text message, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and Shannon, you know, that completes the end of the survey. I just want to say thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Have a good night now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.